You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to today's action in Navan, a 7-race card on the flat to look forward to there. My name is Mark Walton and joining me on the line is William Hill Radio's Irish Racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Morning, Mark.
Are you well, sir?
I'm fine, Andy.
Good. Navan today, 7 races on the flat, and it looks like it's going to be pretty decent ground as well for once.
Yeah, had a bit of rain overnight. Good to firm in the long range forecast, but probably ride a little bit easier than that, but generally speaking, this time of year, no real excuses for any horses, I'd imagine.
No. Some decent-sized fields as well today, Andy, some competitive stuff. What do you make of it?
Yeah, there are. I must admit, some of the handicaps are leaving me a bit cold, but in between some of the maidens and the smaller field races, a little bit more to come to terms with. So hopefully I would have done enough damage in the early part of the day, on a positive sense, not damage as in a losing sense, to not worry about the last few races. But we've still got a few towards the back end anyway, just to make up the numbers.
All right. First race this afternoon is the 2:05. We start here with an Irish Stallion Farms EBF maiden over 5 furlongs. Aspar heads the market this morning at 6-5. 5-2 for Piazzini. Burning Bullet is 4-1. One of the newcomers there. Another one of the newcomers, Flower Hill Nova, attracting money this morning. 16s into 9s. 20-1 for Manifest Destiny and 25s or bigger for the others. So the two with the best form on offer at the top of the market there, Andy. But they're coming for the newcomers in opposition.
Yeah, they could be a little bit vulnerable, the front two in the market, to a certain degree. So it's no great surprise that the newcomers are fancied in some quarters, particularly Flower Hill Nova from a stable that has got a couple of nice sprinters in their midst, and that's, of course, Zors and Onsidia. So you'd certainly have a know, and he'd have a rough idea, Andrew Slattery, of what it might take to win a race like this. But the one that sets a standard is, of course, Aspar, who's been priced up around about 6-5 this morning. And you'd certainly suggest if he runs up to that form when he was second to Moral High Ground back here in early September, then he might take the world a beating here. Because Go-Kart, who finished third in that race, he went on to win next time out. And he was a horse that I tipped the other day at Dundalk, and he ran really well, finishing second. So he's done the form no harm. He was a bit disappointing, it has to be said, in the first-time cheek pieces at Dundalk last time out. But he just looks like a horse that isn't quite getting home at the moment. And I think dropping back to 5 furlongs, he's probably going to work in his favour. He is, of course, a horse who's obviously raced over the track, so that's going to stand him in good stead. So, without sort of like taking too many chances here on unraced horses, I don't know a great deal about. If Aspar runs up to his best, then hopefully he might well pull through in this race.
Aspar, the selection in the opener. Then the second race is the 2:40. This one is a handicap over 5 furlongs. Interlutum heads the market at 6-4, being supported from 7-4 this morning. 11-4 for one over you. Calm Bay is 6s. 13-2 for Soars. 8-1 from 10s for 3 bells. And 16-1 or bigger prices for the others. Interlutum won this race last year, Andy. He comes back for another go, and he arrives here having been knocking on the door of late. Do you see him as the one to beat here?
Yeah, he's been knocking on the door, and I've been knocking my head on the desk as well. This horse has driven me to absolute despair this season. He's just been the most frustrating horse I think I've ever had anything to do with, following and tipping, because he's just got so much ability, but he's an absolute nightmare to get him to piece it all together and stick his head in front. He's finished place virtually every time he's stepped up on the track. I think he's only ever finished once out the first 3 or 4. And, I mean, he left the impression he should have won the other day at Court, but such is Interlutum, he decided to chuck it away by just mucking around in the race. I think if he engaged his brain, he would have won that race the other day quite comfortably, because he only really got going too late. It's almost as if he's taking the mickey. He kind of like, and he decides to run on in the latter stages once he knows that something's gone over the horizon. And he was unlucky the time before when he never got a clear run. He got chucked out the time before behind George Bowen when those of us who backed him at 25 to 1 were quite happy that he finished second at a big prize, but then we ended up losing our money. He got placed last So it's been a bit of a trial and tribulation kind of series of events with Interlute in this season. But yeah, he did win this race last year, as you quite rightly pointed out. And the key to this horse really is a stiff track, because he only really gets running, like I say, in the latter part of a race. So when he gets a hill to run up against, he's okay, like the Curra and Nav, and it's no great significance or surprise that he's won at these tracks. Flat tracks don't really suit him, like Cork and Tipperary. So you've got to give him another go here. This is a really weakish race for this time of year. Only seven runners. If he loses well, then you just shrug your shoulders, as it were, and just say, well, that's him. But we know that he's got the ability. So let's hope that Insolutum is on one of those days where he decides to put his head down and battle. And if he does, then he should be good enough.
And salute him, hopefully, to win that race for a second year in succession. Then the 3:15 is the third race on the card. This one is a maiden over a mile and five furlongs. Gran Paradiso is 2-1 at the top of the betting, just nudged out from 7-4 this morning. 3-1 for Bold Bid. Glacial Drift is nibbled, falls into 7-2. 9-2 for Adarena. Goodwill is 6-1, and then 16-1 on bigger prices for the others. Who'd you like in that maiden, Andy?
Yeah, Gran Paradiso is an interesting runner. Similar to the horse that won the last race at Garin yesterday, Crocodile Rocky. He's been off the track for over a year. But that doesn't mean to say that O'Brien won't have him tuned up, as his Stabber companion proved yesterday. And he was a night catching seventh on his debut behind Zorak and Sir Isaac Newton in quite a decent little race. But seven furlongs in keeping with his pedigree was just far too short for him at that stage of his career. He's obviously taken a while to come to hand, and perhaps he's more of a staying type and a horse that might be going towards the sales. Looking at the others, Bold Bid probably sets the standard in the ones who've run recently. I've mentioned this horse in dispatches early on in the season as a horse to keep on the right side of. I think Jessica Harrington will do quite well with him during the winter. He looks a bit of a juvenile hurdling type, and he ran really well the other day behind a one of Aidan O'Brien's called Giant Redwood, coming from a good deal back in the pack to finish a never near a second. He certainly stays well, Bold Bid, and I think if you place potting or doing some each-way doubles and trebles up and down the card here today at Navan, this almost looks like a place pot banker. So if you can get something each way on this Bold Bid, like 7-2, maybe 4-1 later on in the morning, if the money continues to come for one or two others in the race, he might end up being a smidgen of value here. So almost certain, I'm pretty certain as I can be, that Bold Bid will be in the frame. So here's the each-way recommendation in the 3:15.
Bold Bid each way in the 3:15 then. Moving on to the 3:50 next, this is race 4 on the card, and this one is another maiden. This one's a median auction maiden over a mile, and Hazamar heads the market at 5-2, 11-4 for Monocle, Murmuration 7-1, Remarkable Lady 9s into 7s, 8-1 for Lord Justice, 8-1 also for Power Struggle, who did go as big as 10s earlier today, 11-1 for Dinozzo, and 20s or bigger for the others. Who'd you like in that maiden, Andy? There's few interesting ones in there.
There is, Mark. Yeah, it's a really wide open contest this. You can make a case out for 4 or 5. Hazamar hasn't run since at Leopardstown, which is a little bit disconcerting, but he's by a sire I quite like, a horse called Manduro, and a lot of those Manduros stay particularly strongly, so I don't think we'll probably see the best of this horse until he's running beyond a mile next season. So his price this morning is probably worth overlooking. Certainly think Monocle will give his supporters a good run for their money here. He ran really well on debut behind a strongly fancied horse of Aidan O'Brien's called Unicorn. But similarly to the favourite, he hasn't run for the best part of 2.5 months. And you add into the mix the likes of Murmuration, Remarkable Lady and Lord Justice, who caught the eye on debut. And there's already five you could throw into the mix here. But I'm going to go with Power Struggle here. A gorgeous, gorgeous horse by Turtle Bowl. Typical of Andrew Oliver. Lots of size, scope and body about him. He wasn't streetwise enough first time out at the Curra in that red-hot maiden won by Hitted a Bomb. But we know the form has worked out really well in that. So he probably didn't run as bad as the form figures suggest. And then he stepped up market on that run when he came here the last day, over a mile, staying on very eye-catchingly late on to finish a never nearer fourth behind the strongly fancied Aidan O'Brien trade Cook Islands, who is probably destined for better things. But back in third was a horse called Al Mulhalal, of course, went on to win the Birdcatcher the other day for the John Ox team in the first-time cheek pieces. And given that he was only a head behind that horse, I think he ran to a reasonable standard that day. Certainly think the track experience that he garnered when he finished fourth here should stand him in good stead. And like I say, with that to under his belt, going back to the scene of that run here from a decent draw, I'd expect Andrew Oliver's Power Struggle to at least make the fame for us there in the 3:50.
Power struggle to at least hit the frame in the 3.50 then. The 4.25 is the fifth race on the card. This is a handicap over a mile for three-year-olds. Bunkoff Early heads the market at 5-4. Burns at Bay is 5-2 from 3-1. McGuigan 11-2. 8-1 for Valak. 9s for Caution. And Jacobs Well is 16-1. We'll start here with the market leader, Andy, Bunkoff Early, who won at Cork at the weekend. He's set to go up £14 for that, but runs here under a £5 penalty. So effectively £9 well in on his new mark. Do you think that'll pay off here?
Yeah, I do, yeah. This is a nap of the day. Bunkoff Early from the Oliver stable. Different tactics were employed on this horse the other day, and it clearly worked. Prior to that, he'd been running over a mile and a quarter, and indeed a mile and a half at Roscommon. Indeed, when he was third in a very hot maiden, which is working out really well that day, horses like Last Garrison and Prospector have won since, and Be My C, who I tipped yesterday, should have won at Garen, and he was well back in the pack, so that form's good. And he carried that level of ability forward to Cork, as I said the other day, in the hands of Billy Lee, jumped him out in front from a high draw, and he never really looked back. He never looked like getting caught. He just kept finding and finding all the way down the lane to beat Rainfall Radar, who was obviously a very strongly fancied favourite on that occasion. But it looks as though this horse has just come of age. Now they've obviously found the key to him, pressing on over a mile, giving him an aggressive ride, and that those tactics clearly are going to be employed again today. If he gets to the front, then he's going to be very difficult to pass. I certainly think Barnes and Bay's got the ability to win a race like this. She was a bit unlucky the last day down in Fairy House. Whether she gets a trip or not is obviously open to question here. Up against a strong running front runner in the shape of Bunkoff Early. But whichever way you strip this race down, the favourite is really well in. He's right on top of his game at the moment. I expect him, if he does, get to the front to make all the running.
On to the 5 o'clock next race, 6 on the card. It's the penultimate race as well at Navan this afternoon. A handicap over a mile. The market headed by Jackie Ellis, who's 9-2. 11-2 for Settle for Red. Hawaii Hurricane, 7-1. 9-1 for Annie Irish. War Anthem is 10s with Dixie Highway. And 12-1 or bigger prices for the others. But I will mention a couple of big odds here. Talented Kid, 25s into 14s. And Nostra Allegria is 33s into 14s. And we do have a non-runner here, number 10, Helen's Armada. So quite interesting movements there this morning. Andy, what do you make of the 5 o'clock?
Yeah, you've always got to keep your eye on those sneaky market movers. There was one, wasn't there yesterday, Badger Daly, who was punted from 25s into 10s and ended up bolting up at a track where he'd run well before. So they're certainly worth more than the second look, those two that have been punted. But I'm also going to go with one that's quite a big price here, and that's also called Snap Flick from the John Gorman stable. A little bit in and out, but he has won a couple of races this season. Now, obviously, the conditions are the key to this horse. Now, if they have too much rain here today at Navan, then he wouldn't necessarily be a strong bet. But if it remains on the good side, good to firm, of course, at time of recording, then he's got a much better chance than his form figures suggest of late. Albeit he did run quite well the last day down in the Curragh in a hot handicap won by Van Stick. He hated the ground here on his previous start. That was over a mile and a quarter. But he drops back to a mile, and that's very much his distance where he's at his best. He posted a very good speed figure back in August when he won here at 3 starts ago. And that duplicated a run on similar conditions at Garen early on in the season. So he's now back number, this horse, Snap Flick, when he gets everything in his favour, which hopefully he'll have today. He's 16-1 on the morning line, and he can't possibly be that price with plenty going for him here today. So Snap Flick at a nice price each way in the 5 o'clock.
Nice juicy selection there in the 5 o'clock. Then the 5.30 is the 7th race on the card. We finish here with an Irish Stallion Farms EBF Fillies handicap over a mile and a quarter. 7-2 joint favourites this morning, Antique Platinum and Ringside Humour. 11-2 for Dewline. Cocoon is 8s into 6s. 7-1 for the Nutcracker. 8s for Vintage Charm and 10s out bigger for the others. There is a non-runner here as well. Number 9, Cheval Rouge, doesn't go. But who'd you like in the lucky last, Andy?
Yeah, I wouldn't be as mad keen on the front two in the market as many of the bookmakers would suggest here, with Antique Platinum and Ringside Humour heading the market. Both of them have been in reasonably good form this season, but I do think there's plenty beyond them here to concentrate on. The likes of Dewline, who seems to have taken really well to this track and got a beautiful ride here from Declan McDonough last time out. If she can dominate from the front, she could be a consideration. Cocoon was a big eye-catcher in the hands of Donica O'Brien in that particular race, finishing 8th. Certainly wasn't knocked about, and I think if that horse would have been given a more positive ride, then she would have been a bigger factor than what she ended up being. But I'd quite like one at a much bigger price, horse of Jim Bolger's called Vintage Charm. Now, she caught the eye 2 starts ago when finishing 4th behind Prospector here at this track, staying on quite nice and for the back of the field. And then the first time, Tongue Tie, she comes out really strongly on my figures with that excellent 5th in what I think is going to start to work out as a really good maiden at the Curragh. That race went the way of Synopsis, who's a gorgeous-looking horse from the Gerline. Stava Milana, of course, the horse I tipped in that race, who finished second, ran a blinder the other day in a listed race at Dundalk on the all-weather. And, of course, Truth is it was third in that race, who was beautifully bred and cost about £500,000. So I do think this maiden was OK. Got some race here in its first handicap off a mark of 69, which could, in the end, turn out to be quite a lenient perch. And with the Bulger stable, generally speaking, in really good form, at around about 8-1 this morning, I'm going to go with a nice little value bet in the final race in the shape of Vintage Charm.
Vintage Charm, and could be value in the lucky last, as usual, Andy. Let's just have a quick summary, if you'll spin us through your selections for Navan one more time.
Yeah, I'll go with Aspar in the first race, despite slight reservations about the prospect of one or two from other stables with the newcomers having something up their sleeve. In the 2-4-2, it's all about Insolutum here, the continued saga and trials and tribulations of Ken Conn and Shard continuing that race. But hopefully today he can bounce back to his very best form. Bold Bid looks an absolute moral each way in the 3-15. Lovely horse in the shape of Power Struggle for the Andrew Oliver camp in the 3.50. And the same stable has my nap of the day in the shape of Bunk Off Early, who looks chucked in here following that win the other day at Cork. In the 5 o'clock, tricky old race, but hopefully Snap Click can run well over a track where he's gone well before. And in the final race, 3 or 4 that can be fancied here, but I'm hoping that Vintage Charm will certainly be good enough to outrun her odds, considering she comes out of a very good maiden the other day at the Curragh.
Superb, nice work, Andy. Yeah, good luck and enjoy the action in Navan today.
Oh, well. Cheers, mate.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.